Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Journey to Success Radio Network. Our purpose on Journey to Success Radio is to interview people who are making a positive difference in the world. We explore important aspects and areas of life, including business, sales, spiritual, mental, relationships, disabilities, entrepreneurism, and many other interesting topics. Our broadcast team consists of outstanding people from both Canada and the U.S., including several Napoleon Hill certified instructors, as well as several authors. My name is Tom Tutaw Cunningham. I'm a Napoleon Hill Foundation certified instructor. I'm also a regular contributor to their weekly e-zine. And in March of 2012, I spoke at the Napoleon Hill International Convention in Malaysia, where I shared the stage with Deepak Chopra, who was a keynote speaker at that event. I've had rheumatoid arthritis from my jaw to my toes since the age of 5. That's 44 years now. And in that time, I've had 4 hips, 4 knees, and 2 shoulders replaced and been hospitalized about 40 times. I also stand about 5'1". That's due to the heavy daily doses of the oral steroid prednisone that I had to take to fight my arthritis. I'm also a senior editorial researcher for the Canadian Business Journal, which is a digital-only publication, and we're the official and only media partner of the Canadian Chamber of Commerce. You can find us online at cbj.ca. And you can find out more about me at my website. It's mrpma.ca. That's mrpma.ca. And my guest today is Mady Foster. Mady Foster is the creator of HypnoSurf, which is an audio recording designed to have surfboard riders surfing their personal best every time they surf. The concept was created, designed, and developed by Mady, a passionate surfer of more than 20 years. The HNS program, HypnoSurf program, essentially involves practice of hypnosis to improve one's focus, concentration, and coordination skills to have the surfer surfing at their personal best every time. Mady teamed up with professional longboarder Ray Gleave and professional shortboarder Shane Bevan to develop the HypnoSurf program. An experienced clinical hypnotherapist, John Wong, was a critical team member responsible to critique the script and to deliver a high-quality, effective HypnoSurf program. A further key element of the team was Dan Petrovich, a recording and electronics specialist who oversaw and managed the actual recording and delivery of the HypnoSurf recorded program. Unlike most artistic projects in the recording studio, the HypnoSurf recording and production was more on a scientific basis and needed some serious work to deliver an effective, demonstrated end product. And so the HypnoSurf recording was only half the process, with the remainder was getting the right balance of binaural autopanner envelopes, which is a fancy word of saying brainwave synchronizers, to tap into the subconscious mind. It is a well-known fact that certain audio frequencies affect one's mental state, and the team used that knowledge to make the right transition into the trance vortex to get as close to the natural alpha and theta brainwave rhythms. Welcome to the show today, Mady.
Yes, thank you, Tom. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Wow, and so I understand your program was entered into the World Surf Expo competition in 2007 as well. You were selected as a finalist. And so what a great idea. Even myself last year, I took it as a goal to study more about hypnosis, therapeutic hypnosis, clinical hypnosis. And, of course, I know about affirmations and visualization. And so what a unique application to apply it to surfing. How did the idea come to you to come up with this HypnoSurf program? Because it's two divergent fields, that's for sure.
Yeah, well, I guess, Tom, it was, from many, many hours sitting in the lineup riding the surf, and I commenced surfing when I was about 12 or 13 years of age, and I pretty well stuck at it, and I've done more than 20 years now full-time surfing, And, you know, often you'd be out there in the surf and you'd have a bad day. Your performance just would not be there. It particularly came to light when, back in 2004, the hypno-surf idea, I was riding with Cabarita Longboarders in Australia, which is a reputable longboarding club, and we'd ride a lot of comps. At least once a month you'd be doing the comps, and often you'd find you'd be out in the surf and you'd just have a bad day, and you know, I just tried to figure out why. You know, your fitness level was good, your previous performance level was good, and you just weren't firing. And you know, particularly in comps, you've only got a certain time window to deliver the goods on the face of the wave. So I thought it through, and I took a trip over to Sri Lanka and did a surf session over there in a place called Aragon Bay and Crocodile Rock and Potterville Point. And over there, I did the surf trip on my own because I was on a mission to talk to international surfers. And after speaking with many, many international surfers over dinner after we surfed a lot, was the consensus was the head, the mind. The question was, you know, why is it sometimes we have a bad day? And everybody just had a laugh, and they just, well, it's frame of mind. And so from that, I took that on board and spent a bit of time in a meditation center in Kandy in Sri Lanka and thought it through, and then went back to Australia and talked to members of the club and other surfers I surf with, and again, the consensus was the same. And that's when the idea was triggered, and I thought, well, look, it might be worth looking into this a little further. So obviously from there, I did a lot of research and study on neuro-linguistic programming and therapy. And which took a lot of time, a lot of effort. And between 2004 and 2006 was predominantly spent studying these, the hypnotherapy and NLP. And as that was occurring, I was drafting the script to go with the idea. And then in 2006, before I invested too much money into the process, I did another trip over to the Indonesian island of Sumbawa to again surf with international surfers and just get a feel for the market. And the same, I planted the same questions in the same type of atmosphere over dinner and that. And again, the same came back to mind. So that convinced me that, look, this is, you know, I'll put some money into this now, because up until that stage, I'd put a lot of time in without letting anybody know what I was doing, obviously, because I was working on a private project. So I returned back from Sumbawa after a four-week surf trip there, and then I critiqued the script based on all the studies I'd research and studies I'd done. And then from that, I got Ray Gleave involved. Ray's a professional longboarder, superb longboarder in Australia, and worldwide he's recognised and known in the industry. And I asked Ray, you know, whether he'd be willing to critique the script with me. And he was happy to do that. And I also got hold of Shane Bevan, who'd been on the professional world circuit for many years. He's no longer on the world circuit, but he spent many years on there. And Shane critiqued the script with us as well, and we're quite happy with what we had. Because the program takes the surfer through, you know, I'll explain that a bit further after, if you like, of how we go through the program. But I needed I wanted the professional input, and I wanted third-party review. I'm a surfer, I'm a passionate surfer, but I wanted to make sure I had it right. And Ray and Shane just assisted with that, and we were certain we had it right. And at the end of the day, we have, because the end product works superbly. Finalising the scripts, I then had to get hold of I wanted a clinical hypnotherapist to review the script to make sure we were heading down the right path and we weren't missing anything at a professional level. And I then engaged John Wong as part of the team. And John has so many letters after his name. But he's a qualified hypnotherapist, etc. John then read the script, and I remember very, very clearly the first thing he said to me when he read the script. He looked me dead in the eye and he said, "What work do you do?" And I told him I was in the construction industry as a contracts manager, And he said, "You're in the wrong business. You should be a hypnotherapist." But I dare say that was from the time in the library and on the internet searching. So anyway, he made a few little minor changes, of course, as a professional at his level.
Yeah.
I'm sure the script was correct. And then we pretty well had the end package ready for recording. And then came the next phase where we... obviously had to do the recording and work out the strategy of, you know, were we going to release on CD or MP3 or whatever. And we engaged Dan Petrovich. He's a sound recording electronics specialist. And Dan was instrumental in bringing it all together. We then had to find a recording studio. And look, it was a massive task, on a very tight budget. But we got the studio and we got Dan involved and then we pulled the team together in the studio and it went from there, basically.
Amazing, amazing. Now, a lot of people might be nervous or afraid or maybe even just not familiar with hypnosis, and that's where you had mentioned hypnotherapy, and that's actually what I had studied a number of books last year, hypnotherapy. And people needn't really be nervous about hypnosis, what do they? Because really, there are times in the day when almost all of us are in hypnotic states. When I'm driving to work, and it's a straight drive down a street, about 20 minutes for myself, a lot of that time is you're in a hypnotic state. And if you're watching TV, but you're just kind of just watching it, a lot of times you're in a hypnotic state. And this is kind of what hypnotherapy is about, getting yourself in a relaxed, open state of mind and then putting in the programming, the therapy about the thing that you're passionate about, and in this case, surfing. So what a unique application, never been done before. But hypnosis is not something a surfer or anybody really has to be nervous or afraid of, do they? It's fairly easy to do. It's fairly easy to get in a hypnotic state. And really, you do perform better when you go through this kind of hypnotherapy. A lot of athletes call it being in the flow. And if you can practice being in the flow before you have to be in the flow, the odds are more likely that you'll actually be able to perform when needed.
Yeah, absolutely. Tom, you've just nailed it there very, very clearly. I mean, often people have the preconception that, hypnosis, stage show, magic lights, acts, and things like that. It's nothing of the type. True hypnosis is and it's not a form of mind control, and there's no evidence to support that, you know, somebody can make you do something if you do not wish to. However, surf delivered in a professional clinical manner, it's simply a natural, normal, pleasant state of heightened awareness. As I say, you nailed it accurately. You know, we have all experienced hypnosis from some time to another, possibly daily. And like you say, you drive down the highway for, say, 10 miles, you know, and you think to yourself, wow, what did I just cover? You can't recall what you've done, you know? And you go, well, and
how
I'm
did
driving
I get here?
Yeah, and it's probably 110, you know, you're doing 80 miles per hour or something. I mean, you know, you're going, wow. And, you know, and also reading a book, for example, you'll read a page in a book and you go, what did I just read? You've slipped away from the book into a hypnotic type state. It's actually quite relaxing. It's a very nice heightened awareness. It's a feel good. And at the end of the day, if you're programming the correct messages into your mind, your subconscious mind then feeds your conscious mind, which will deliver good results at the end. And you're right with sports people; they slip into the zone or whatever they wish to call it, and at a performance level. And that's why we jumped on it, because it had not been done for surfing. And the good thing about the program is it's designed by surfers for surfers, from the ground roots up. From the moment the idea was thought about, it's been done by surfers, experienced surfers. So that's the good thing about it. But a lot of people, I talk to, they go, oh, hypnosis, yeah, I saw a stage show. But, people just need to lose that all together.
Yes, exactly. And I'm familiar with it. It's used for a lot of times hypnotherapy for chronic pain. And so when I lead Arthritis Society workshops, many of the workshops have a guided hypnotherapy script. And, you know, you can do that for like 5 minutes and ask people to report afterwards, and they feel more relaxed, which also helps them manage the pain. And it's incredible that 5 minutes of just reading a hypnotherapeutic script designed specifically for people with chronic pain, that people are like, oh, wow, ooh, I feel more relaxed, I feel less pain. It may not last forever or for the day, but, you know, the same kind of effect is being used for surfing. It's like, wow, you feel like you're on the board, you feel like you're there. It's probably a really actually pleasant experience, because you could be somewhere where you're not able to get out and surf.
Oh, nice.
But you really do want to be able to enjoy the sensation, the pleasure of surfing. And so it could be something that you would just want to do for your own relaxation as well as to improve your surfing skills.
Absolutely. I mean, I've been flying in a plane, riding in a metro, and I've had some of the best surfs out. You know, I've had some of the best surf sessions just sitting in the train or the plane. You know, hypnosurf is just, you know, we've taken it to the levels where, you know, we've had a strong focus on the subconscious, conscious mind angle, which you'd fully understand yourself, and but maybe some of the listeners don't. But, you know, the subconscious mind runs 24/7. You know, it doesn't shut down. From the moment you're born
Never.
To the moment you die, your subconscious mind's working, whereas your conscious mind awakens when you awake and goes to sleep when you go to sleep. So the whole aim is for the messages from the surfing is to be shared with the subconscious mind and taken on board. So when you do get out in the surf, your conscious mind delivers that naturally. You don't even think about it. I use the example, you're driving a car. If you go to brake, you're not going to go, oh, I better brake now, so I best lift my leg and put it on the pedal. Your subconscious mind's trained already. It will automatically go, I'm going to brake now, so your leg does that. So, and that's the idea of hypnosurf, to have the surfer performing the surfing skills without actually thinking about them. They just do it naturally from the subconscious.
Yeah. So your subconscious can't tell the difference between an imagined thought with a lot of emotion attached to it from a real one. And so you may not even be an expert surfer, but your subconscious can certainly visualize yourself as an expert surfer. And so it makes it easier once your subconscious has visualized that, even though you may not be at that level. At least when you get out there the next time, your subconscious will intuitively already know some of the things to make you better.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, you know, it'll have you out there surfing your personal best, you know, depending on your fitness level, et cetera. I mean, we've got a quote on our website that was taken from a Trax magazine interview back in 2007. Now, Trax magazine is a very big Australian, it's the biggest Australian surf magazine. It's a very good publication. And they interviewed the legendary Kelly Slater. I mean, the man's been 11 times world champion. You know, and Kelly said himself that, you know, visualization, he's probably had some of his best surfs visualizing. It is an amazing thing, and it's quite funny, you know. Hypnosurf came about before we read that article, and I was actually quite chuffed when I read it. I thought, my goodness, I've been working on this since 2004. Now it's 2007. I'm actually reading an interview with Kelly Slater. At that time, I think he'd had probably 10 world championships or 9, but the legendary Kelly Slater, with him himself, was saying visualization, the power of the mind. And we also go into the alpha and theta brainwave rhythms if you want to talk about that, Tom. I mean, would welcome that discussion as well.
Yeah, exactly. And so I've learned a little bit about those. Is it 4 or 5 stages of thought that your brain has? And I don't remember them all. Theta and what is the other one? Alpha and theta.
Yeah.
So talk about those because those are actually just deeper levels of your mind, right?
Yeah, exactly, Tom. I mean, and I think you're right. I think there's about 5 levels. Look, realistically, with hypnosurf, we only focused on the two, which was the alpha and the theta, because the others were of no benefit to us of what we were trying to achieve. There was no end result for us. And I'll be honest, I don't fully understand because I didn't study them, but the alpha brainwave rhythm is it runs in a frequency between 7 and 13 hertz. And it's the brainwave rhythm that you would naturally experience when going from into a type of relaxation, meditative type state. You mentioned earlier about the people for the health side of things using the meditation. Well, they'd be slipping into the alpha brainwave rhythm where they're heading into meditation type feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got, and this is what we were saying earlier, or in the introduction there, that in the studio, it was only part editing and recording. A big part of the recording was focused on getting the brainwave rhythms right, and that was a big part of it. And so the recording's supported by the alpha brainwave rhythm to take people into the meditative type state. And what the recording does, it leads them in that manner to relax them, gets them totally relaxed. And then further on in the recording, we kick into the theta brainwave rhythm, which runs in a frequency between 4 and 7 hertz. And that's the frequency your brain would naturally experience when going into a daydreaming type state. And it's the transition between wakefulness and sleep. Often when you listen to the recording, and I find a lot of our clients come back and say, I can't stay awake. We'll say, don't worry about it. Just listen to it. Because it tends to, they nod off after a while. I must admit,
yeah.
I myself, when I'm listening to it, I still nod off. It'll be very rare I'll make it through the full recording.
but it's still going into your subconscious mind.
Exactly. Look, I mean, my performance results were phenomenal when I started using it. And again, Tom, this was originally designed for myself. I thought, it was self-help more than anything. I was sitting there going, why did I have a bad surf today? I've been eating well, I've been sleeping well, I haven't been doing anything I shouldn't be doing, and I get out there and I just don't have a good day. It's not as if you're falling off the board or tripping over or anything, but you're just not firing. I mean, we're talking about doing a very late takeoff. You know, you've got to be quick to your feet. You've got to, get your moves right, because if not, you'll get nailed. You get hammered by that, by the wave, it'll just take you
mm-hmm.
out. Which does happen to every surfer gets it. I mean, they'll have a bad day. So, we found with the hypnosurf program, when listening to it on a regular basis, because we do recommend when any of the clients buy the program that they listen to it best when they go to bed at night and listen to it for 30 days straight. And you just pop the headphones on and just fall asleep. And you do that for 30 days, and I'll explain afterwards if you'd like how we take it through the program, the surfer through the program. But after the 30 days, we then recommend you maybe listen to it on a day-on, day-off basis. And then after a little while, when your surf performance got to a level that you're extremely happy with, because the surfer will get to their personal best very, very quickly if they follow the program. Again, providing they're keeping their fitness level right, et cetera, and actually
mm-hmm.
getting out of order. And then they listen to it as and when wanted. I mean, I'll be out surfing now, and I don't have very many bad days. And if I have a bad day, I'm straight on the program. it gets fixed very quickly, because the power of the subconscious mind is phenomenal. It's absolutely.
It is.
Phenomenal.
I was just writing a note, thinking of an example I read of the subconscious and visualization. And I don't remember the exact statistics, but they had three groups of people: one that practiced shooting free throws, basketball free throws, for a period of time; another group that just visualized completing three free throws in their mind; and then a third group that did no practice whatsoever. The group that visualized in their mind just throwing free throws, never touched an actual basketball during the time, did like almost exactly precisely as well, improved almost exactly the same percentage as the people that actually practiced every day throwing free throws. And then, I was thinking last year in March when I was speaking at the Napoleon Hill International Convention, that thought and that experience had been in my subconscious for like 25 years. And your subconscious will go out and reproduce what you repeatedly put into your mind. And so What an amazing way to take a sport and a passion, and maybe it's a hobby, maybe it's a living, but to be able to perform better each time by using the most important training tool you have, which is your mind, is pretty incredible.
Oh, look, it's impressive. I mean, you know, visualization is amazing. You know, I mean, it's a form of mental rehearsal, and the automatic nervous system within your body performs in exactly that same manner. So if you're training the mind, the mental process, that, and you see yourself surfing the wave, you feel yourself with all the senses. You can smell it, you can feel it, you can taste it. You taste the salt water. You do a big cut pack. You drop your back knee, you pull it round, and it's just phenomenal. Well, that then just it just automatically triggers your performance levels in the surf. I mean, I read once about, you know, what your mind can conceive, you can physically achieve, and I tell you what, it is so true. Absolutely.
It is so true. And so now talking about that and kind of like entrepreneurialism, a lot of people now a lot of people are going to say, wow, what a brilliant idea. But you know what? So many people come up with brilliant ideas. Even I know once in a while I'm rushing to my home office to jot down an idea or a thought. But very few take that idea or thought, and even though it didn't take you long to explain all that went in it, that's a lot of work to do all the things that you did. And so what was it about that germ of an idea, of a thought, that made you want to develop it, and what advice can you share with other people who, like I said, you know, people that have one or two ideas a year where they're like, wow, that is a great idea. And actually, my boss, I am at the Canadian Business Journal office, my boss got a call this morning from a lady who just invented a really cool product. And so what advice can you give with people who have those ideas that they come up with and they want to develop it? Because it doesn't sound like it was easy, but it sure sounds like it was rewarding.
It was tough. I mean, I must admit there were times where I just thought, my goodness, you know, I had a mountain of work in front of me, and the good thing was it was a passion of mine, so I didn't let go of it. But many things helped me. Many things helped me hang in there. I'm a very big reader and listener of from experienced people, and Anthony Robbins was instrumental in me. He kept me going. I read a lot of his literature, and I just kept on Napoleon Hill. I mean, you're fully behind that. I mean, there's a quote in his Think Rich, Grow Rich was a quitter never wins and a winner never quits, and it's so
exactly.
True. You've just got to hang in there, and from that publication itself, there was many other good things. For example, you know, I've got a quote here that I actually wrote down for the interview. You know, quote: ideas can be transmuted into cash through the power of definite purpose and definite plans.
Amazing, isn't it, eh?
Yeah, I mean, you've got to put your plan together. You've got to look at your budget. Again, like I say with HypnoSurf, from 2004 to 2006, between my trip to Sri Lanka and then to Sumbawa in Indonesia, in those 2 years I didn't spend a lot of money, but I spent a lot of time. I wouldn't even be able to count the hours I spent in the library. I'd come home from work every night, but what I had, I made sure I had a plan in place. And I made a commitment that this is what I'm going to deliver. And
wow.
So I'd chisel away at it. I'd have my timetable. It was like being back at university or back at school. You had your homework to do. So, I kept at it and spent a lot of time designing it. So, the advice I'd give to anybody that has a good idea and they think there's a lot of potential behind it is, put your plan in place. You know, work out what you want to achieve. What is your objective? What you need to assist you reach that objective. Now, look, I relied on a lot of other professionals to get me there. It wasn't just Mehdi Foster that delivered this. It was my idea, it was my plan, and it was going to be put together under my direction. But, you know, for example, I needed Ray Gleave, I needed Shane Bevan, all the surfers down at Cabarita Longboarders. Once I was ready to make it known public, I talked to all of them about it. And, you know, I relied on a lot of people, and John Wong, the hypnotherapist, he was a specialist. Dan Petrovich, he was a specialist. Don't think you're there on your own to do it. Others will help you. And it doesn't cost you a lot of money. If you talk to these people correctly and explain to them what you're doing and what you need from them, asking for their expertise, you'll find most people are willing to help you for nothing. You know.
Exactly. And that's so true. And when you have that definite purpose, I have found the same thing. It's so amazing when you have that definite purpose, how your subconscious will go out and find the people that you need to work with on that. And it's so amazing. You're like, you decide on something as a purpose, and the next thing you know, someone shows up who, as you said, can help you. And a lot of people who don't know this thing, but if you ask well-known people, successful people, people you know of or hear of, to help, a lot of people are nervous to do that, but guess what? Those people tend to be the ones that help other people more than anyone else, which is probably a good correlation to how they got to where they are. And so, yeah, if you have a purpose, a passionate, definite purpose, you will come across the people that you'll need, and you can approach people with passion about your purpose, and you'll find that a lot of people will help you, goodness of their heart, progress the human evolution of mankind, whatever their reason, but they will be generous with their time and their ideas to help you out.
Yeah, look, there's many people out there. For those with an idea that they think's got merit, and I suggest if there's listeners out there and they have got something, what I suggest you do with it, though, is kick it, squeeze it, jump on it. Try and find every fault in what your idea has, because if you identify the weak links, you can then address them early. And if you do that, I mean, there's the old acronym SWOT. You know, strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, threats. I would suggest the first thing you do is do a SWOT analysis on your idea, and that way you then identify a lot of things. You know, and you've got to think outside the box too. Let your mind run wild and write them down as you think of them. Don't think I'll write that down after, because you'll probably forget it. All due respect to anybody out there, write it down as soon as you think of it. And you're exactly right, Tom. Once you've got those ideas together, go and talk to people. You don't have to give all your plan away or anything like that. You just talk to people, and you're not being wrongful in doing that. You explain to them what you're trying to achieve, why you're trying to achieve it, and you're asking them for their professional advice as friends or other experts, and you'll find people will help. It's very rare they won't help. And what you said earlier is so true. You'll find once you put your mind to it, once you put your plan in place, people seem to pop out of it nowhere. You can walk around the corner and there's somebody you can be talking to. Perfect.
someone you've been wanting to meet or needing to meet, and you're like,
exactly.
Wow, how did this happen? And you're like, well, I put my subconscious to work, and here I've been sleeping all this time, and my subconscious has been going out finding people.
Yeah, look, I had it happen in a plane one day. I hopped in a plane, and the fella I was talking to, he was a hypnotherapist. And this was before I got to the stage I wanted to get to, you know?
It's like a sign from God that it's almost like a sign that God's saying, well, keep exploring this, because I'm putting people in your path here.
I'm sure God is up there directing traffic, and but at the end of the day, I mean, again, what the mind can conceive, you know, you can achieve.
Yeah, exactly. Now, with this program, now that you've gone through the process, I'm from Canada, so I'm thinking hockey, surf, or hypno hockey, hypno soccer, hypno ping pong, hypno whatever, could be chess. You kind of know the process now. You know hypnotherapy, and you know how to put the thing together. Do you have plans for other programs or brands that you're going to be working with HypnoSurf?
Sure. Obviously that was thought of very early on in pulling this together, because I was not only a passionate surfer. I was from probably about nine. I started riding skateboards. I was a passionate skateboarder. I don't ride them now because I'll probably break too many limbs. But, you know, skateboarding and snowboarding are on the radar. We've actually got the trademarks on Hypno Carve, which is designed for carve boarding, skateboarding. And our logo, and we've got Hip Snowboard, which is for snowboarders. You know, we'll probably stay limited to those two products to follow on from HypnoSurf, more so because knowledge, you know, I've done it, I've been there, I feel comfortable with it. And it keeps the three products in the same family. You know, we're looking at brand licensing at the moment. We've got some interest out there, people wanting to license our brands, Hip Snowboard, Hypno Carve and Hypno Surf, for clothing and other type products. So, again, the talks are very, very preliminary there. But, you know, we're hoping to, that a clothing range or something will come of it eventually. But definitely the snowboarding's on the radar. We've just got to turn a bit more revenue so we can invest a bit more cash. And then, you know, the Hypno Carve, I think that'll be the poor cousin of the three. I don't really know whether a recording for skateboarding and carve boarding would assist. I really don't know. I'm not entirely convinced of that yet. But again, the Hypno Carve makes up the Hypno Carve makes up the family of three. So again, I call it the poor cousin because we may not go down the path of recording on that, but we may. But Hip Snowboard's one that'll be coming out as soon as we can get it to the market. Again, we've got the script written, we've got the script critiqued. I am after a couple of very experienced snowboarders that I want to bring on board. Which I haven't recruited yet. So if there's any very, very experienced snowboarders out there that want to get involved in the Hip Snowboard, finalise the critiquing of the script, I'd be quite willing to talk to them. They can get hold of my contact details on our website, which is www.hypnosurf.com. They can go to the contact us page and they can send me an email. I'd very much welcome that because, again, I've been talking to quite a few snowboarders, but I haven't yet decided who we want on board. And obviously the people we bring on board, we need to be comfortable with them and they need to have a frame of mind where they're passionate about the sport. And because the idea of what we're delivering is it's end user benefit. That's what we're looking at. Because again, the HypnoSurf was designed for me personally. That's what I wanted.
Yeah. Well, I'm thinking of a golf instructor pro here in Michigan in the U.S. Scott Seferling. I interviewed him, and I'm thinking Hypno Golf because golf is a lot of it. It's an individual sport, so it would be align itself to hypnotherapy as far as the body and the mind involved in golf. It's so important. Jack Nicklaus visualized every shot before he made it. So I'm thinking it could apply to other sports, maybe more individual sports than team sports. But, you know, there are certainly great opportunities now that you know the process to apply it to other sports.
Yeah, sure, you're right there. I mean, I am aware that there was hypnotherapy for golf, and I must admit I was probably a little ignorant in the fact that I didn't look into it too deeply because I went into this with my mind focused on surfing, and I didn't want to, and all due respect to whoever, I didn't want to, and I'm not saying this derogatory, but I didn't want to corrupt my mind with something that was already there. I wanted to create something new, and that's why the research over 2 years went into the hypnotherapy, into the neuro-linguistic programming. I wanted to design something new. I didn't want to take on habits from anybody else or what they designed before, so I can't really comment on the other golf hypnotherapy, but I'm sure there's a market out there if somebody was an experienced, passionate golfer and they wanted to go down that path. Yes, we do have the recipe here now, and particularly, again, the theta and alpha brainwave rhythms and, you know, we've got a lot to offer, but for now we're going to focus on the Hip Snowboard, the snowboarding, and focus on the brand licensing type of things. But look, there's so much opportunity out there for people, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean,
now what advice can you share with surfers who may be thinking of using this program? Because it sounds like not only will it actually improve your surfing, but it sounds like something where you could actually enjoy a surf when you've got like 15 minutes to yourself when you're cooped up somewhere nowhere near water.
You've caught me out there. Only recently I was in a board meeting, because I still work in the construction industry as contracts manager, and I was sitting there looking out the window at the water and I was surfing, and I realized that I probably dropped away from the meeting for 10 minutes. It's because I've been listening to the program. But look, what will the surfers get out of it, mate? Look, they'll get a lot out of it. Again, the way it works, we actually... We take the surfer into a meditative type state. We take them into a deep relaxation. John Wong, the hypnotherapist, relaxes the person big time. And you feel like you're floating the way he's delivering the message to you. And again, we have the alpha brainwave rhythm in the background. What we do is we get the person fully relaxed. And they're actually laying in a hammock between two big palm trees, and I can visualize the hammock now. It's in Sumbawa, because that's where I went in Indonesia just before we started finalizing the script, and I quickly pictured that, I visualized that. So what we do is we get them super relaxed in the meditative type state, and then we take them out of the hammock, and they can feel the sand between their toes. It's very gritty, you know, they can taste the salt air, and then they get the board, and we take them out through the channel at Sumbawa. That's my visualization where I've got them paddling out, and we take them out into the lineup. And it's a long paddle out, but it's a relaxing paddle because the board glides and runs with a rip.
Yeah.
We get them out to the lineup. What we do is we take the surfer, I think, and again, I don't know exactly the exact number, Tom, because I nod off too often. But we take them on three or four waves, maybe five. And then we let them surf themselves, and I'll explain that a bit further. So the first wave is we get them in the lineup, and as they're paddling out, they see other surfers surfing. You know, you can see the other surfing, they're top surfers, pulling into the barrel, coming out, nice big cutback, you know, and they are top surfers. And then we paddle the person into the lineup. We basically guide the surfer into the lineup. And when I say lineup, I mean where you catch the wave.
All right.
The takeoff zone where you have to be to catch the wave, because, you know, a big part of surfing is wave selection, because at the end of the recording we take them through affirmations, you know, to make sure their wave selection is always superb. You know, you've got to think it through. There's more than just sitting in the lineup. You've got to select your waves, you've got to select the timing, you know, you've got to paddle hard, you've got to charge in and stay focused. For example, if you want, it's like driving a car. I mean, when I was reading up on the hypnotherapy and all this, you know, quite often, you know, if somebody crashes into a brick wall, the thing they're looking at when they crash into it is the brick wall. They should look the other way. Your body will probably take it the other way if you look the other way. So, you know, we get the surfer in the lineup, and then we paddle them in, you know, and it's paddle hard, charge in, you know, go. And we take the late drop, and we pull them into the wave, and then they drop straight into a big pit, a barrel, a tube, whatever you wish to call it, and they're engulfed in a cylinder of water there. And then what we bring them out after that, and they've got a nice clean face to work where they can pull off a big cutback. And so we surf them through the first wave, and then after they get off the wave, we reinforce it in their mind that they are a top surfer. They are a top surfer. And I don't know, you know, if you've had a chance to look at the website, that we've got two very good video clips on there.
Yeah, very cool.
The one from Board Riders Review. They're a company that all they do is review board surfing type products. And there's Raquel on there gives, you know, she's reviewed our product, and it's wonderful that Board Riders Review have done that, because she says it all. So again, you know. Hypnosurf.com is the place where you can have a look at those. And then after that first wave, we take them on a much shorter wave then, right? And then the following wave, we shorten that again, and then we shorten the next one. And eventually what we do is we paddle the surfer onto the wave, and then we let them surf themselves. And by this stage, just visualizing. So they can surf any wave in the world they like. It's up to their mind what they can do. And it's, again, I've sat in metros, I've sat in planes, I've sat in buses and had some wonderful surfs.
Wow.
It's certainly
and it sounds like they can do it for a short period of time or a longer period of time, however long they have and however long they can stay awake.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, and exactly, Tom, you've nailed it there. For example, when their conscious mind is thinking this, right, and they're getting encouraged by the recording, that's going into the subconscious mind. So when they fall asleep, their subconscious mind is still thinking that. And while they're thinking that, the theta rhythm's still in the background, you know, and it's sort of like it's a beautiful sound. My wife only listened to it the other night, and she said, you know, I love the music behind HypnoSurf. And I said, sweetheart, it's not music. It's the theta rhythm. I spent hours working on that.
and it balances with your brain, and that's so important. It's like opening up your brain to the thoughts, to accept the thoughts. So even when you've nodded off, the thoughts are still going in there, and the subconscious is still working.
And that theta rhythm's just simply, they're going boom, 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 boom. And behind that, we've got it very faintly saying, paddle hard, charge in, stay focused. Paddle hard, charge in, stay focused. So whilst the surfer's sleeping, they're getting this message, paddle hard, charge in, stay focused. So when they take off, they paddle hard, they charge in like there's no tomorrow, and they stay focused. Now, if you take off on a wave and look directly down at the sand in front of you, you'll end up in the sand in front of you. So look where you want to go and stay focused on that. Tom, it is phenomenal, the results. And I'm not saying this because I designed it and created it or whatever. The surfers out there will be blown away with the results. And we've got feedback from the market, so we're very happy with it.
What is it again, hypnosurf.com?
Yeah, that's it, www.hypnosurf.com. But we've just recently released the apps. We've gone both with Android and Apple. So it's no longer just a website download. You know, you can download within minutes from just even scanning the code. We've got the QR code there for Apple, QR code there for Android. Scan it, get it on your app. You've got it there permanently, and you can listen to it anywhere, you know.
So you can make it look like you're doing something productive, like checking email when you're really firing up your HypnoSurf program.
You can be sitting in the office. You can be sitting in the office going for a HypnoSurf. Just be careful you don't nod off in front of your boss, though. That could be
yes. Well, thank you. Thank you so much for your time today. I really appreciate it, and what an amazing use of hypnotherapy. I almost wish I was a surfer, because that sounds amazing. Sounds relaxing and fun at the same time, and what a great way to program your subconscious mind for something that you love to do. So what a great thing you've developed there. So thank you so much for your time, and I really appreciate it, and I know that surfers are going to love this product for years to come.
Hey, Tom, thank you very much, and even if you're not a surfer, mate, get on board with HypnoSurf. You'll enjoy it. It's relaxing.
Very, very good. Take care. Have an amazing day.
Thank you very much. Wonderful.